This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
It's a very serious broadcast today. David is with us, hour number two of USA Prepares, and we're talking about abuse of power of the system, firsthand experience, firsthand recounting of what happened in David's childhood. David, we got disconnected, and we believe that because of the storm in Minnesota right now, that's why we got disconnected. All lines at GCN, all the telephone lines had gone down at the same time, so it was nothing nefarious.
Okay.
I just want to let you know. David, you said a few things that be great to have some clarification. One is you've said several times, there's no money in it. There's no money in it. And meaning the words of your father, the police officer, there's no money in it. What do you think he meant by that?
Okay. I was going to get into more of that later, too, to show you the extent that he did to grease the system, him and his buddies. Okay. When they would confiscate the, you know, property, drugs, and wind up eventually getting cash, they would go to Vegas. Him and his group would go to Vegas. Now, they had this friend of his that supposedly was a cop that had a private plane. And that's why a lot of people have been sending me YouTube videos, because I think the plane guy that went down is the friend of his that owned the plane, because he did move to Vegas area with my dad afterwards. And how many cops do you know have a private plane? Anyways, I asked that question when I was younger. This way they got to go through the gates without anybody knowing they were there, what they were carrying when they got to Vegas. And then the group would come back. The cash was amazing. I mean, we had a big table, and he carried three bank bags full of cash. I didn't know my brother knew about the drugs until I had some friends over, and he my dad didn't get home from work yet, and I happened to be there, and he didn't have me with him because I was already in that precinct where he moved me to. And my brother showed all the drugs to the friend. He said, look at this. And we didn't say anything when my dad came back home. He was still on duty. He stopped in. He took some of them drugs and gave them to my friends right in front of all of us. And they were at first afraid to take it because they were, wait a minute, you know. And finally they did. And so there's money. Now, when he went to the federal government after 9/11, that posed problems where he was at, because he had to check all these vehicles and they had roadblocks. Well, he was letting truckers bring guns in. And so what he had to do to make sure they didn't stop to see the guns, he gave them a police escort through the roadblocks. And they would share this stuff with me. Now, I often wondered, I asked myself years and years, why did they do this stuff in front of me? Why did they do this stuff in front of me? And my dad would always do this thing with his hand around his eyes. So everybody thought, I guess they thought I couldn't see at all. And then since they didn't think I could see, everybody had this perception that I couldn't hear either. But I could see pretty darn well. I wish I had that vision. And and if they did start to question, say, wait, if you can't see, how can you do this? Even public people would walk around and were like, He could see. And he would tell his buddies, well, he could see something, but don't worry. He's not going to be able to see past 18 before he gets out of the house. He's not going to have no vision. So they would do this stuff right in front of me. And I think that's what made them feel a little better by doing it. And plus, they sat, when they were sitting there, if you ever talk, you're going to be back at the university with a tube sticking out of your mouth. And you'll never talk. So, you know, even though that happened up until a lot and I was threatened like that way, I still told people I didn't care. And something happened in later where I stopped talking for myself and I stopped talking for other kids. But I'm going to tell you something. People want to know, maybe question about this stuff, with this stuff that happened, if it's true. I can go into more details about every one of these things that's never been written about in papers or anything. But downstairs in the basement at the precinct he was, the armory room, if you're on the side where they're handing out the guns, the guns went in the drawers, in locked drawers. There was a pipe that went through the triggers. They went in there sideways. On the left side, when you're standing behind the counter, there was a big wooden box about a foot square where all the bullets were at. You took the guns out of the bullets, you put them up there. The wall upstairs, the main floor, is they had this big wall with all the map of that part of the city and lights when the call came in. And then when you're sitting behind the dispatcher, the emergency phone was on the right side. So, you know, and so I had to be there to know all that stuff. and I can go into that much detail and more for everything.
David, you mentioned monsters with a badge. We all heard that, but did you also mean, but you didn't say this, I'm wondering, I thought you might have meant this also, but I'd like to hear it in your words. Did you also mean monsters in white coats?
Yes, I'm sorry, yes. I mean, they are, to me, they're the war. They are just as bad to sit there. Now, I had student doctors that would come in my room. And why are they doing this? And it got to the point where they started questioning things. And then his buddies would come and stay at my room until about midnight until shift changed. So I have an armed officer sitting in my room to make sure nobody talked to me and nobody questioned anything. So what the student doctors would do is wait until they left. And then they would come in and talk to me. And, you know, but there's nothing they can really do, you know. I mean, you know, they're starting their careers. I wouldn't do it myself because I couldn't stand seeing something like that happen, but I understand why they put all that time and effort, you know, to get their career and their education and why throw it away. I try to look at everything that way at both sides.
David, you mentioned that in uniform, the police would have sex parties with underage girls. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, they'd bring them home. They would bring them in uniform. They wouldn't even be out of their uniform. That's what got me. You know,
when you say underage, what are we talking about?
The youngest girl that I spoke to, that actually they hid her with me. She was brought home and hidden with me. I actually asked her how old she was, and she told me she was 14. So they brought her to hide her with me because they knew I was being hidden, so they figured it'd be a safe place. So they hid her there with me.
Where did she come from?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Do you think that the police are trafficking in children?
It would not surprise me. No, everything I've seen, some of them, they had their hands in a little bit of everything. And to them, when I would come home from school, I would have to, when I went away to that state school, they would come home every month and I would have to go look for my dad. He was supposed to pick me up, but he never did. At the bus station. They just dropped me off there. So I'd have to find my way home and look for him. And I would always find him at this bar. And, you know, they'd be hanging out in there drinking. Now, my brother seen me in there one day. He seen me going by. He had his own place, and he said, why are you in there? I said, I just got back, and I think he's there. He said, don't go in there no more. I said, why? He said, I'll go tell him you're here. He said, that's where all the guys and the people hang out that look for kids. And I wondered why they were all staring at me and gawking at me and everything when I went in there. He said, forget about going. You come stay with me while you're home. And he took me to stay with him that time. And, you know, while I was home. He tried, there was only so much he could do, you know, and I understand that.
David, so why is it that people believe that there is the blue glue, that the police stick together? Why is it that we believe that?
Well, what I can tell you, what I've seen, and I asked them, and the officers, and they would brag that they will not tell on each other. Now, I tried to discuss this a little bit earlier. Now, you think about it. If you're not on ball with everybody else, you got to go into every situation first. How do you know if your back is covered? How do you know if they're not mad and they're going to slip and say, sorry, my firearm went off? You got to, you know, the stress, if you got 10 places you have to go in a week, that's a crisis situation, and you don't have any back, you got to go in first. Look at, they did the same thing in the military, is what they described to me. These guys were all in the military. The guy that they had problems with always was on point. So you got that stress constantly and that fear constantly. Some people get off on it, you know, but the career cops, that I think there's a lot of them that, hey, they're doing it because they started it and they wanted to do something good and help the public, you know. So if they talk and they say something, now they have a situation like that where they have to go in every place all the time by themselves. And they don't know if they got, I mean, I imagine, you could put yourself in them shoes. What if you had to go?
Yeah, you're talking about friendly fire, like in the Vietnam conflict.
Yes.
Where you'd be shot by your own guys. And I've talked to people who were there, and they say, yeah, you know, we have these people who were supervising us, if you will, and they didn't know what they were doing, and they would try to get us killed with their stupidity, and friendly fire would take them out. Friendly fire means fire from your own side. Yeah, that's what they said. And yes, I can imagine that. David, you are painting an awful picture of people in uniforms looking for money for their own gain, running guns, dealing drugs, child molesting. This is like the worst of the worst. And murder. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
David's with us. And he's a USAPrepares instructor. He's exposing the criminality of the system. David, I read an article by TheAtlantic.com, and in that article it said 10% of the general population experiences domestic violence, 10%. It also goes on to say 40% of police families experience domestic violence. It also goes on to say that police can stay on the job after abusing or battering a spouse. And the sources are the New York Times and TheAtlantic.com. David, in your experience, firsthand experience, are you aware of any domestic violence in police families that goes without any punishment at all?
Them get punished for doing anything. One of his officers got punished, but not for that, for embezzling. One of his group got in trouble and arrested and put in jail for embezzling money. He actually got caught, but he didn't narc on anybody else, and he actually died in prison. That's the only one out of all of them that I know.
Embezzling money, meaning from what?
The system. He was applying for benefits of dead family members, things of that nature is what I was told. Why you got arrested.
You're saying a police officer was caught applying for benefits of the dead, which would be illegal, right?
And he finally, he got caught, and he, my dad said he, because he would go fishing with us, and he didn't show up, and he said, well, that's because he got caught. But, and my dad pointed out, he knows how to shut his mouth, and he's the only one that went down. So
you mentioned Las Vegas. David, are you suggesting that Las Vegas is a money laundering location? Is that why?
I don't know. All I know is they would take the plane. It would fly out after I would be dropped off. It was usually after I would be done having a surgery that they wanted to try out, so I would be locked in the house, and that's when they would go after I'd be dropped off, and then they would take the plane, go there, and this way they used their badges, so they could go right through the gates on the side, is how they would explain to me how it did, so nobody really knew they were there.
I was traveling through Illinois one time on my way to another state, and I had a former cop with me. And I said, we left from Missouri. And I said, I'm going to lock up my gun, put it in a locked box separate from the ammunition and magazine, which is what you have to do if you travel through Illinois. You have to do that to comply with the state laws of Illinois.
Yes.
And this former cop said to me, oh, we don't have to do that. Don't worry about it. What I'm suggesting is exactly what you're talking about, the blue glue, that you don't have to comply with the law if you're a cop. Is that right or is that not right?
I'm going to tell you, if you have that gun, even if it's in a locked box, and if they want it and you're pulled over, they will take it. I have seen it. It has happened in front of me. They even take them to the pawn shops with them in the case. And if this person happens to come through here and see this weapon, give me a call. They will take them, even if they're totally legally compliant.
You're suggesting or saying that the police actually steal personal property from, we'll call them victims of the police. Abuse of power. They will steal personal property and sell it to a pawn shop themselves for their own personal gain. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I've seen it happen right next to me. And the sad thing is they target the ones that are bad. They target the actual law-abiding citizen because they know they're not going to have a problem with them. It's a guaranteed win-win situation for them. So,
and you also mentioned murder. Are you aware of people who have been murdered by the police and have not been brought to justice, meaning the police who've murdered people?
I know about shootings that were covered up. I know about people that lost their lives that were covered up, and I've seen pictures.
We'll be right back with David in Illinois. Class, you're hearing it firsthand. There's no rehearsal for this. The no talking points. They're only the notes that I've taken during this discussion. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
President Trump reacts to the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, 47 years old, who sits in a jail in London after hiding out at the Ecuadorian embassy in England for the past 7 years. More now from the president.
I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who is doing an excellent job. So he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
Assange's attorney, Jennifer Robinson, speaking with reporters.
We will be contesting and fighting extradition. We've requested that he now gets medical treatment. He's been refused medical treatment for the past 7.5 years, since being inside the embassy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Available on Amazon.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're.
Take
my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
David, I'm sure we have some ladies listening to what we're discussing today, and they might be wondering, what was it like being the wife of one of these cops, either your dad's wife or one of his friends' wives? Do you have first-hand experience about what it was like?
It I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you one. My actual mother explained to me why she left and how why they covered and they covered up for my dad. And being in at the time he was military police, he started in law enforcement. He would get so out of control, he was running around with a machete, and they would just calm him down. That's how dangerous he was. So.
You're talking about running around your house, your home?
Yes.
With a machete? Was he threatening?
Going at people. Yes.
Okay.
So.
Were there other police that you know about that were behaving in a similar fashion?
Yes. They would, like I said, these guys would drink constantly. I mean, constantly. And they would just get out of control. I mean, it was terrifying. And then when they get on the road, you're driving on the road, those drives around with them were terrifying. And if another cop pulled them over, they showed their badge, and they said, look, I'm just going to keep an eye on you so you get back safe. That's it. You know, and there was accidents, and they would just get let to go.
You're talking about driving alone. You're talking about police driving drunk?
Yes. Those rides were terrifying. I mean, I wouldn't even know if I'd make it home, you know. And I would actually practice getting down in the floorboard in the car. So,
David,
yeah.
What was your relationship with your dad? Let me qualify what I'm saying. When you were a youngster, did you love your dad? Did you dislike your dad? Did you hate your dad? Did you admire him?
I cared about my grandfather, and I never could understand. I never got to be a child. I had to automatically grow up. So I always tried to observe and wonder why this person turned out like that from that person. Totally different. And even my own grandmother would cry because she felt she was responsible as well, and she couldn't do nothing about it. They didn't even want him in their own home. He was out of control that bad, you know, and there was nothing anybody could do about it. Nothing.
Did I'm trying to put myself in your shoes, which is impossible. You're a unique person, a very, very strong person to have sustained this and come out alive. David, when you were a child, you didn't know anything different, did you? I'm imagining that you thought this was kind of normal.
Normal.
Is that right, or is that?
Yes. This was normal. To me, this was normal.
Because you didn't have much to compare it with, because you were kept locked up and imprisoned in the system, in the hospital, in the car, in the house, in handcuffs. Is that right?
Yes. To me, that's okay. It was normal. I accepted it. And
now, as an adult looking back, what are your thoughts?
I tell you what I got out of it and what I've learned in observing, I took it out of it that I will never treat my wife that way ever. Or anybody else like that ever. And I never have. And I never will.
And when you mentioned before, you saw this dog being abused and you wanted your dad to do something as a police officer to stop the abuse and torture of this puppy, when you mentioned that there's no money in it, were you saying that there's no money that he can benefit by preventing this? There's nothing he can take? That he could pull
him or the system. It was both a strain on the system as well as there was no money for him to benefit off of it as well. So if he were to write a ticket or stop them, he wouldn't get that much credit for doing so also, you know. And it wasn't just one. He drove me around and showed me multiple situations after that. And it was horrifying to watch these things. And one guy went out there, and we parked there for quite a while, and he knew this guy. So this guy did, and he would pour scalding water on this dog. And he said, I could stop it. Watch this. And he wound up walking up to the guy and just said, don't do that in front of me again, and walked away. That's it. He said, see, that's the power. You know, and I would just observe and watch and try to understand. And that's the best that I could do. But I'll tell you something. You talked about, there was a girl at the school, and she had a baby, and she was being abused. And I tried to tell my dad to get involved and do something, and he would not, okay? Now, one time, a short time after that, I came home. He had a case file, and he said, I need to talk to you. They're giving me professional courtesy on this. So your name, they're not going to talk to you. They're going to let me do the interview. He wouldn't put a lot of things down in that file that I told him. That baby's no longer with us, okay? And I feel... That's all I'm going to talk about that. Okay?
David, when you look back at the police, did you ever notice or hear or observe anything about... We used to think that the police had ticket quotas. And, of course, that they'll say absolutely not. Do you know anything about ticket quotas or, what's even worse, a ticket contest?
Yeah, that stuff happened when you went to the federal government. It was all about obtaining assets as much as they could. They didn't even care if they had the case as long as they had the assets. And he would brag of how much assets his department, federal department, confiscated where they had to build a new parking lot to put all this stuff. And what they would do is call around to other departments to say, hey, do you want to try to see if you can plea or do this case? Because we don't want the case. We just want the assets. And that's what that came really high gear when he went to the federal government. And he left that secure air base and went to the federal government, law enforcement. That's what happened. But can I have some time to explain why the other reason I'm talking about this stuff now? I've been living in a prison with my whole life with invisible bars. I tried to get away from this man. I moved 5 times in 1 year, and he found me, okay, just to keep track of where I was. Finally, I figured he'd be dead. He said I'd be able to talk about this stuff and get, you know, some compensation for this. Now, he finally died. They wouldn't tell me he died. This guy's supposed to. A cop alone, they don't even, there's nothing being written him anywhere. Death notices are nothing, which is strange, okay, in itself. He would hook up with criminals and work out a deal. This person told me, look, you're going to have to go by a different name because I'm still going to be using your information like your dad has. My medical records are being deleted. I can't get an ID. I can't do nothing. He linked me and him together and monitored everything. We're about to lose our house, not because of the money. We got hit with a tornado 2 years ago. Our house is falling apart. The money's taken. I can't even get anybody to come and put my name on a report. So you can only take so much. You can only take so much. It caused her to go in the hospital. Me, I'm used to it. I'm supposed to. That's what I'm born for. Okay? Fine. Not her. Not D. She don't need this. I can't sit there and look at her. And because they got away with it, and I'm different, and they didn't get, those police and them did not get me to think and go on their way of dealing with people, society, and everything else and scam. Now they're going to target her? You know? No. No. I've been trying to get an ID now for almost a year. There's no record of me having the ID. They want to know where I got it from. Somebody's deleting my information. He linked my name and his name together. But now I got a criminal lady out there who's sitting there taking everything. The government won't even acknowledge that I'm there. Now, I called all them departments of his and said, look, He told me to let you know there was 8 boxes of files and documents for law enforcement. That lady's got them, and she's out there spreading them around and took them and took off. I'm not having that come back on me. I don't have them. If he knew that he couldn't get me to be crooked like him. So before he passed away, he said, take this stuff. When you get it, take it and turn it in. Well, I don't have it. You know, he had pictures of all this stuff. You know, 8 full-page pictures, black and white pictures, never color, always black and white. I shouldn't have been seeing them case files all the way through. You know, I had somebody here visiting our house. He would send me photographs that he wanted manipulated right away. And they're like, wait a minute. Your dad is a federal cop and he's sending you this stuff? How can you do that? I said, you don't understand. I do not have a choice. I do not have a choice.
David, are you saying that evidence was manipulated? Is that what you're saying? Are you saying pictures were used to not to the advantage of solving crimes? Is that what you're saying? What are you saying?
He had me sending pictures. He would send pictures. He would even ask me. That's why I stopped working on computers. When I found out the questions and the things he was telling me about asking me how to do, he was doing to the computers at work, at the federal computers. And when I found out that, I only touch a computer once a month to pay my house payment now because I stopped, because I don't want. If the law enforcement want to pin stuff on somebody to shut this up, I've been the target the whole life. You think they're not going to do it again?
Are you saying that evidence is planted on computers? Are you saying evidence is scrubbed on computers and both? Is that what you're saying?
That he had to be doing that because he was having me asking me how to delete and how to get in there and delete information. So I mean, I set up a simple system to monitor even his phone that I put actually 4 different devices to track to see if his phone was being monitored, and it was. And when I found out the government was monitoring his phone, I'm like, why did you ask me to do this? You know, why can't you just tell, you know, he goes, because you don't need to know, because you'll tell somebody, because you don't know how to lie. You know, and I'm not going to. I told them, just like what was happening at the school. I took the stuff at the school. There's an article about what I did, and I turned in. The problem is they scrubbed a lot of it, and the politicians that I took it to, they said they were going to help me. Instead, they called my dad. I was away from him until then, and he's been on me ever since. Because he said they can't risk me going to court. I've been at court. I've had agencies thinking they found him, and instead it's me. They've had me all the way down to court. I have no idea how he knew I was there, but he called the judge. And the lady would come out and says, oh, your dad just got done talking to the judge. How the heck do you know I'm here? And she said, he straightened everything out. And he says, oh, you're free to go. We had the wrong guy. Just go ahead and go. I said, wait a minute. What do you mean just go? You just don't do this to somebody and just say, just go ahead and leave. You got the wrong guy. You know? And me and Dee were sitting there, we're just shocked. So that's
David,
what life has
are you
been
saying
like.
Stocks
and options trading involves financial risk.
Sorry, Vince, I missed your bumper there. You're out.
Hey, guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
David, have you ever given this kind of information on other broadcasts? Have you called in to other broadcasts and shared on those broadcasts what you've shared with us today?
No, not this detail. I started to call a show quite a while ago after I found out he was dead, and some people told me I need to tell. And I started to talk about the fact that I was kept hidden with the police, and they got a lot of people wanting me to call, but honestly, it seemed entertainment, and I'm sorry this is not entertainment. This is about truth and reality, and I did call a show and ask about the base stuff from somebody to find out what base, and because I didn't realize I had documents and clearance cards about what base he was at, but that's all. No, I have not.
Okay. And why did you select USA Preparers?
My wife says you seem just like me, where no matter what, you want the truth. And you want, you know, how matter how hard it is. And somebody, it seems like you're a lot like me, where no matter what you do, you're not going to change your mind and you're not going to look the other way if it's not the truth. And it's not the right thing to do. Am I wrong?
No. No, you're absolutely right. And regardless of the penalty, we will speak the truth, no matter what. David, are you saying that, and this is a, think about your answer before you, if you decide to answer. Are you saying that the legal system is corrupt? And I'm talking about the police, the judges, everybody involved. Are you saying that you've seen corruption throughout the entire legal system, or have you not had that experience?
Yes, I have. People want to know, and they may say, how do we know for sure? When I first called your show a long time ago, I offered one of your doctors access to my records. You will find there is big gaps where I'm not in school. I'm not anywhere. There's, and that you could see the records of how my health was in them records. I've had another doctor from another university that I went to, about 15 years ago. Actually, yeah, about 15 years ago. And he said, why did they do this to you? I can't even access my own records now. Child records. I cannot even get them. They will not release them because they're concerned. So,
are child protective services, have they been involved with any of the events that happened in your life?
That was one of the departments years ago that originally was looking for me. And they're the ones that they actually came to my house thinking and they accused me of being him and that I was harboring children. And they wouldn't tell me anything else. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? What? Talk to my neighbors. They tried to force their way into the house. I had to call the police. And once they looked up the record and found out, and the agreement was whenever the cops were here, I had to get my dad on the phone. He was on the phone and talked to one of the cops. And then once whatever transpired that conversation, I was all of a sudden the bad guy and everybody took off. Nobody said a word. They assumed D was a kid, I guess, and they tried to force their way in the house.
You're talking about after your father's death?
Before.
Okay. This is
this was about 8 years ago.
And you're still being haunted because you cannot get an identification that is you, so that you can carry on with financial things like banking and so forth. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I have that problem, but I didn't find out until after his death, actually, that he's been using my identity. He's even been applying for hardship grants and things and using taxes in my name.
Well, David, are you willing to come back another time and talk some more?
Yeah.
David, I want to thank you for your courage. I want to thank your wife. I've talked to her on the phone, off the air. She sounds like a lovely lady. Thank you both for sharing this with us and exposing the criminality of the system. David,
this is hard to talk about. Sorry.
I know, and I appreciate it, and so does the class.
Thank you very much, Vince. Appreciate it.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.